Thousands of protesters are in Cancun, Mexico, for the latest meeting of the World Trade Organization. Trade ministers from 146 nations begin meeting there tomorrow. Their goal? To hammer out a sweeping accord by the end of next year, liberalizing global trade. But the demonstrators have a goal, too, to see the WTO dismantled. They say it puts corporate interests above those of local governments and impoverishes the people who live in developing nations. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
In a field of beans in the Mexican state of Morelos, hundreds of miles from Cancun, 70-year-old farmer Hilario Besares works alone applying pesticides to his 4.5 acres. Besares has been here his whole life and doesn't follow the politics of international trade. What he does know is that each year he makes less money and that more and more small farmers around here are giving up on the land.
Yo tengo dos hijos que la verdad... Mejor ya se fueron a trabajar por otro lado.
Even my two sons no longer work here, he says. They work elsewhere, one in a factory, the other at a mill. We old guys hang on only because we're stubborn. Besares will earn about $400 from his crop, not enough to live on. He says he's afraid the WTO will take away what little subsidies he receives, leaving him in ruin. Though he'd like to attend the WTO protests in Cancun, he says he's too old. An estimated 20,000 people from around the world are expected in Cancun by Wednesday. Their main concern is that the form of liberalized trade espoused by the WTO would allow giant agribusiness to flood the markets of developing nations, where small plot farming is the norm. Despite large protests at WTO gatherings in recent years, the organization is forging ahead with its plans to reduce barriers to trade, which it says will benefit developed and developing nations alike. Cancun is bracing itself for this ideological and perhaps physical clash. The streets of Cancun, a popular beach resort, are lined with shops selling sunblock and flip-flops. On the eve of the global trade talks, security forces here are busily assembling steel barricades along the main strip. Cancun is crawling with thousands of local and federal police and soldiers patrolling the streets and waters off the coast. But authorities say they don't expect violent clashes like those at the WTO meeting in Seattle in 1999. Enjoying a day off at the beach just down the coast from the WTO meeting halls, Federal Police Commander Luis Sendeno says his men have been ordered not to carry guns. Often the protesters, the globophobes, attack us, he says. They're not armed, but they can turn violent, smashing businesses and insulting the police. So it's necessary not to carry guns so that we don't end up using them. Protests so far have been minimal. On Monday, a small group of activists stripped naked at a nearby beach and spelled no to the WTO in the sand with their bodies. Large tents are rising in public parks across town where busloads of farmers will sleep and stage their protests. Last night, some early arrivals, among them corn farmer Jose Mauricio Lopez from Chiapas, were passing the time playing soccer and planning for this week's demonstrations.
Queremos que la OMS desaparezca de...
We simply want the WTO to disappear, he says. We're talking about our ability to feed ourselves. We believe all brother nations should be self-sufficient. But Lopez is unsure whether trade ministers will hear their shouts, because the one road that leads from here to the WTO's beachfront meeting halls is blocked off by police, separating the two camps by miles. This afternoon, some 2,000 protesters marched on that main barricade, chanting anti-globalization slogans. By tomorrow, they say, their numbers will have swollen by 10 times, and they plan to return to seek passage to the WTO meetings. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Cancun, Mexico.